שלום, בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת ויתחנן, שבת נחמו, it's a big, big שבת, שבת נחמו, ט"ו באב, we're starting the journey between now, there's a 7-week journey between now and Rosh Hashanah, very special, uplifting, הפטרות, מרן זכרונו לברכה, sometimes during the הפטרות of the, of שבעת דנחמתא, which speaks about the comfort of Yerushalayim and the ביאת הגואל, sometimes we get so emotional that you break out in tears on Shabbat, and they would catch himself. During the Haftarah of Shabbat, but he would, you know, a second later, Asur, to cry on Shabbat, so he'd catch himself, gain his composure again, and then read again, and sometimes he would cry again, and it was like a...
He's
withdrawing right now. Huh? He's withdrawing. But he didn't want to cry at all on Shabbat. Shabbat Kodesh. Anyway, towards the end of Parashat HaShavua, in Parashat Vayetchanan, we have one of the most, if not the most famous portion of the Torah, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Parashat Shema is towards the end of the Parashat, Amiyat Shishi. Over there, the very first Pasuk, says, Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha v'chol nefshecha v'chol ma'odecha. The Gemara says, in Masichet Berachot, Daf Samach Aleph, all the way at the end of Masichet Berachot, what? Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha v'chol nefshecha, afilu hu notel et nishmatecha. Even if he takes your soul, still love him. And then the Gemara gets into the story of whom? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, yeah, I'll read to you the story of the Gemara. It's very interesting. Yeah, yes, he says, here we go. Yeah. בשעה שהוציאו את רבי עקיבא להריגה זמן קריאת שמעיה, והיו סורקים את בשרו במסרקות של ברזל, they took him out to die. By the way, רבי עקיבא was murdered ביום הכיפורים שחל להיות בשבת. That was the day that he passed away. רבי עקיבא was the 10th.
It's
not in the Gemara. I remember seeing it in Seder Olam. It's יום הכיפורים, מדרש Seder Olam, brings that it's יום הכיפורים שחל להיות בשבת. That's why, רבותיי, in the Aseh Lema'an, Aseh Lema'an Shemecha, Aseh Lema'an Abraham, right? All the, in the Slichot, we also say that on Yom Kippurim. Oh, all of a sudden, on Yom Kippur, we add in Aseh Lema'an that we don't say in the rest of the Slichot. What? We say Aseh Lema'an Abdecha Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, Hanherag al Yichud Kiddushat Shemecha. Why all of a sudden on Yom Kippur? Because Rabbi Akiva was murdered on Yom Kippur. That's why we mention it. Yeah? Anyway, Mekol Makom, it was the time of Kriyat Shema. And they took him out to die. Vayum sorkin et besaro b'masrekot shel barzel. They were combing his flesh with iron combs. Vayam kabil alav ol malchut shamayim. Amru talmidav rabbenu ad kan. Yeah, we don't know exactly what does this mean. We'll explain in a second. They said, Rabbi, is this it? Amar lahem kol yamai hayiti mitzta'er al pasuk ze b'chol nafshecha afilu noten et nishmatcha. Amarti matay avon liyadi v'akaymenna. Rabbi Akiva was elated. He was in so much pain, but on the other hand, his face was shining with joy. And he says, I was waiting for this moment my entire life because I was always Doresh, how much do you have to love Hashem? Until he takes, mamash, even if he takes away your life. And now, ועכשיו שבא לידי, לא הקיימנו, היום העריך באחד, עד שיצתה נשמתו באחד, עד יצתה ואת כל ואמרה, אשריך רבי עקיבא, שיצאה נשמתך באחד, רבי עקיבא, אשריך! Fortunate are you, the neshama went out be'echad. Now, the Or Yahel, Agon Rabbi Leib Chassman, who is the Mashgiach of the Chevron Yeshiva, so he points out something very interesting. He says, try to ponder what's going on in this thing. First of all, does this story of the Gemara mean that a person, you know, most Jews, statistically, many have, but most Jews don't end up dying al Kiddush Hashem. We are supposed to, in the Tfilat Ha'amida, Lema'an Shemo Be'ahava, at the end of the first bracha, what's the kavanah? Most sidurim point out what? That a person should be mechaven limsor nefesh sekila serefa herek vachenek al kiddush Hashem, which means Hashem, if you want my neshama, if you want to take me, take me.
Before the word be'ahava, right?
Before the word be'ahava, be'ahava is that a person is mechaven mitzvat ahavat Hashem by giving up his life. If it comes to that point. Now, statistically, though, most Jews don't end up dying al kiddush Hashem. Does that mean all of the Jews throughout history, the I don't know how many percentage of Jews that died of natural causes or whatever, didn't die by being murdered on Kiddush Hashem? Does that mean that they were never yotzei the mitzvah of Ahavat Hashem? Hare, doesn't it make sense that we say twice a day, Kriyat Shema, mitzvat aseh, ve'ahavtai et Hashem elokecha, mitzvat aseh, one of the shesh mitzvot midiyot, one of the six constant mitzvot that a person is able to and should have kavanah to be yotzei at all times is what? Mitzvat Ahavat Hashem. But if you don't die on Kiddush Hashem, you're not yotzei. Is that what Rabbi Akiva meant to teach us? Yeah, but at the end of the day, Rabbi Akiva says, I waited for this moment my whole life because this is the mitzvah. Apparently means to say that without this, it's not mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah. Rabotai, the Or Yehen gives a different perspective on this gemara. And he says, the Talmidim were asking, Rabbi, most of us will not be able to have the kavanah that you're having. Does that mean that until a person is able to sacrifice himself L'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's not Yotzei Ahavat Hashem? Rabbi Akiva was telling them back, if a person has real, real Ahavat Hashem, there's no such thing as sacrifice. That's why I think about it for a second. Rabbi Akiva, do you know what kind of excruciating pain he was in at that moment? And what's he doing? He's laughing, he's smiling, he's saying Shema, he's conversing with his... There's a conversation. He's talking to his Talmidim as they are butchering his flesh. How does a human being of flesh and blood get to such a high madriga? They are able to discuss, until his last moment, he was teaching Torah to his Talmidim. Can you imagine that? He went down, he died with Torah on his lips to his Talmidim and Shema Yisrael. How does one get to there? Excruciating pain. He says, why? He says, Mashallah, davar domeh. Can you imagine a person just won the lottery? He has the winning ticket, Mega Millions. And on the way, he's walking over there, and on the way, I don't know, he slips on something and he breaks his bone, or I don't know, something happens and he has to be rushed to the emergency room, whatever. Does it hurt? Yeah. But how much does it hurt? Because he still has the winning ticket in his pocket. How much does a broken bone hurts? Or whatever it is, anytime a person has to be rushed to the ER, it hurts. But at that moment, how much pain, what's the pain factor of that guy? A lot less. Why? Because he knows that he has a winning ticket in his pocket. Which means that what? Ahavat Hashem is the winning ticket. Being connected b'lev ha-nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real winning ticket. Therefore, everything, anything that we go through in Olam Hazeh becomes so much more mitigated by knowing that we have that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much so that Rabbi Akiva told his Talmidim, what pain are you talking about? I don't see pain. I'm waiting for this moment for my whole life. Now, that's why the Talmidim told Rabbi Akiva Rabbeinu Ad Kan, meaning what? They started, you know, losing hope. They started panicking. Rabbi, how many Jews can get to your level that you don't even feel pain, or you're so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're in such a level, you know, we're being, it gives us like Chalishat Adat, which means that we feel bad by looking at you because we know that we're never going to be able to get to your level. Rabbi Akiva says, for a person, this is the thing. Whether or not you go down on Shem Shamayim, you have to be ready to. But the real thing is, when a person is so davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person cleaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and loves him and fears him and all the things that he has to do, nothing that we ever have to do or nothing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever puts us through is ever considered a sacrifice. It's so, you know, it's so natural and it's so beautiful, and it's part of the love that we share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's not even a sacrifice. We don't even, it's mesirut nefesh, even to the extent of giving up one's life. And, you know, many, many people throughout history, even people, when push comes to shove, that you don't think would be able to go through the test of giving up their lives on Kiddush Hashem, but when push comes to shove, you know, just go back almost just about 80 years to the Holocaust. How many people, atheists or people that weren't atheists, whatever, gave up their lives, mamash, al kiddushem shaman. You know what it is? Because there's no atheists in the foxhole. Yeah? When they see that's Fox time, how many Jews went to their deaths in the camps, in gas chambers, and death marches, and all sorts of other different things that imach shemash ashal amalek, that they put Am Yisrael into? But what? How many times there's accounts that during Kristallnacht, which was that was really the unofficial beginning of the Holocaust, when they started burning down shuls and stuff like that. There are accounts where atheist Jews, non-religious, non-affiliated Jews, ran into burning shuls, taking their lives into their own hands in order to go save Sifrei Torah. Why is that? Because there's a... Bishat Hashmad, probably. Bishat Hashmad. But whether or not it was Muter or Asur, that's not what we're talking about now. What happens? Am Yisrael, we have the Pintalayid, we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu implanted the spark of the Jew, Chelek Elohim Ma'al, inside our Neshamot. By different people, it gets activated at different times in their life. Some people, it takes really, really extreme measures to activate it, but there's no such thing as a Jew. Well, not no such thing, but almost no such thing as a Jew who, when put to the test, it doesn't get activated. That's why non-religious, when it comes crunch time, to go down for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, many, many people throughout history pass the test because this is Ahavat Hashem is embedded in us. You can't separate. That's why a person, Zat Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't test us. We have to prepare ourselves for that moment. And when a person has real Ahavat Hashem, it's not even considered a sacrifice to him. He's so happy to do it, and he's so happy to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most ultimate of ways. That's what Rabbi Akiva was teaching his Talmidim. Rabotai, you know, we have a lot to work on. Aval, this is a very, very high level. And it's all, you know, it's very hard for any of us to achieve, but at least we have musagim of what we should strive for. I thank you all for listening. Shabbat shalom vorach, tiskur shalom rabot. Tomorrow's a chag, yom tov, Shabbat kodesh, Shabbat lachamu, tu be'av, celebrate, huh? Yeah, tomorrow is a yishem day. That's right. That's right.
Buy flowers, Rabbi.
Nachon?
Every Shabbat.
If she likes it. Some women don't like flowers. Yeah. There is such a thing. There is such a breed. Anyway, the kids are...
How can Rabbi Akiva, even Bishad Hashmad, there's no chiyuv to teach Torah Berabim, even Bishad Hashmad.
Nachon.
So how can he do that? He's killing himself.
But he gave the mashal.
So the mashal is, Kiyem Chayinu Varachamin, continue learning Torah.
The fish and the fox.
That's not. I know the fish and the fox. But that's not saying go do it out in public.
You think Rabbi Akiva was just... Rabbi Akiva made a psak halacha for himself because he's asking a question. Yeah? Was Rabbi Akiva allowed to teach Torah publicly in such a form when he knew that they were going to kill him? Why is that not considered? Suicide. Yeah? Elama, Rabbi Akiva lehalacha. I wasn't making stories for kids with the fish and the fox. Rather, Rabbi Akiva pasak lehalacha. He was saying that Talmud Torah berabim is the lifeblood, not only biyachid, Talmud Torah berabim, the way it was at Har Sinai, that's the lifeblood of Am Yisrael. And he says, without Talmud Torah berabim, not only are we spiritually dead, we're also physically dead, so I'm going to do it and go down anyway. He pasak kacha lehalacha.
But the ma'aseh, that sounds very nice and beautiful. It's a good drash. But halacha lema'aseh, that's not
halacha. Hello. Halacha lema'aseh? He did it. He did it.
Said,
what do you think? Rabbi Akiva lo yada Shulchan Aruch. He did it.
I'm asking on Rabbi Akiva. Is it Shulchan Aruch? According to Shulchan Aruch, a person has a Bishad Hashmar. He said, okay, right now, go teach your Shiur Barabim and we're going to shoot a gun in your head. He says, teach your Shiur Barabim. Or go teach a Biyachid. Go teach it in a private room. He says it's Keilot Berabim.
Afilu mitzvah kala bishat hashmad.
But Berabim, why should you do Berabim? Why not do it privately? Do it in private.
Because over there, it's no less than mitzvah kala. Sometimes when you ask the question, sometimes they have to answer Elamai. If I'm asking a question and Rabbi Akiva didn't go and hide in the cave and teach it in the cave and he did it in the public, apparently then what Rabbi Akiva, not as a derush, Rabbi Akiva held la halacha. Yeah, Mike, what did he hold la halacha?
So we just say the same thing. Everyone, Shad Hashmad, where your titi out?
Shad Hashmad, afilon mitzvah kala, muslim et nafshan.
Nachon, where the titi out? If they see the titi, they're going to kill you. If they don't see it, they're going to not kill you. So wear it out.
If that's a mitzvah that everybody was doing, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Ayin Dalet, the Gemara brings down the example of Arketa de Mesane. Jews wore a certain garb. They wore a certain garb. They wore black shoelaces, according to one pshat in the Gemara, and the Goyim wore red shoelaces. And the Goyim says, if we catch you with black shoelaces, which was the traditional garb of the Jews, we're going to kill you. That's considered mitzvah kala, Bishat Hashma, don't touch your identity. Go. That's why the Rama brings down Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, he brings down the Bishat Hashma. If somebody asks you, yeah, can be the Halacha Lomar says, somebody asks you, are you a Jew? And if you say yes, he's going to kill you. You're not allowed to say I'm a Goy. Rather, what? You say, I'm a Jew, and then come with me. Rama brings it down to Halacha, Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, you're a Deat.
Yeah, but if he says he's a Goy, he's not Chayat.
Nachaya.
So if you're traveling somewhere nowadays that where, you know, things are a little bit hostile, there's a risk, this, that, wearing a baseball cap or wearing a kippah? It froze.
Fifth Avenue, yeah? And you don't want to get, you know, when you travel to Fifth Avenue in the city is now part, it was now officially annexed as part of the Gaza Strip. Anyway, the Kitzur, Mikol Makom, so when you,
yeah. Rabbi, sorry, it froze for a second.
No, there's no mitzvah necessarily to take their eyes out. You want to wear a cap instead of a kippah, besed. You know what I'm saying? And maybe it's better not to wear a kippah in places where you know that that's going to be volatile. But if push comes to shove, I'm not paskening now halacha lemaaseh, but I'm saying now theoretically, if it would be she'at hashmad and Jews were being chas v'shalom massacred, and a goy would come and say, either you take off your kippah, or chayav mita, maze?
Chayav mita.
Not chayav mita.
Yeah. It's a mitzvah,
though. It's no different than minhag. During she'at hashmad, it's a minhag. Minhag is saying kippah. A kippah is something that I use to represent my Judaism. Why is he telling me during she'at hashmad? Why is he telling me to take off my kippah? Because what? He wants to break my Judaism. That's ma'aviro al dato b'she'at hashmad afilo al mitzvah kala. Yared.
If it's a mitzvah, though.
Not mitzvah, afilo minhag kal.
Maran says minhag or mitzvah kala?
Afilo mitzvah kala, which is minhag. Aketa dem sane. The shulai says more than mitzvah either. Mitzvah kala means afilo minhag kal. Levanta? Kippah is no different than the shulais.
The shulais is representing his what? What is the shulais?
Judaism.
So let's say now with
what's
the
kippah?
No. I'm saying with the teaching whatever I mean.
Yeah.
Yet there's another way to do it without being killed. A person, let's say for example, he can wear a cap instead of a kippah.
Yeah.
So why not take that route instead? Why should he put himself in a situation where he's going to get killed for sure, but he has another opportunity to do it?
Because Talmud Torah, if it's not barabim, Am Yisrael will cease to exist. The only thing that's kept Am Yisrael existent throughout the generations is public teaching and dissemination of Torah. If everybody was private, what would happen? Nobody's going to learn and we're going to fall apart as a nation. That's why Rabbi Akiva made the call and he says, it's worth it. This is ma'abiru al dato. I am going to take the bullet for Talmud Torah barabim. You understand? He wasn't saying a nice drashot, something, you know, before Niodama, something like a nice drasham Shabbat morning. No. He went halacha lemaaseh, he got caught, and he got killed over it. Because if it's not Talmud Torah Rabim, Am Yisrael is not going to exist. It's ma'abiru al dato mamash. That's the issue of him. So, Rabotai, this whole thing about Yareg Vali Avor obviously was not halacha lemaaseh, v'ezat Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelo yavi otanu lidei nisayon, chas v'shalom, v'ezat Hashem, hakol al mekomo yavo b'shalom, aval, mikol makom, it was for darush v'kabel sachar. Yeah, Rabotai Shabbat Shalom, tishkul shenu rabot. Thank you for listening. Tzlocha Rabba.
Shabbos.